Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Tuesday edition from the Strike and Spare Studios, the F&M Bank Hotline, 615-844-5600 to get through. You can tweet the show at Bill is King and also email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Where is that? I'll try here rapidly to find this note I got yesterday. Yeah. Here it is. Keith. And Keith, I don't know where Keith was, where he's located, where he sent me this. Oh, Florence, Alabama. Yeah, Florence, Alabama. Keith says, Bill, just want to let you know, I bit the bullet. I got me the Rectech RT700. I'm doing the burn off. Now, this was yesterday. Doing the burn-off as we speak. When you get it, they say put some pellets there in the burner area. Turn it on and go about 30 to an hour. Just, it's called the burn-off. Any chemicals or anything that happen to be in there, burn-off, and then you can just cook forever. So he says, yeah, I'm going to do breasts and wings this afternoon, and I'm looking forward to it. That's the message I got. Yeah, Keith, good to hear, bud. Yeah, man. And I'll say that the two biggest things is make sure that you keep the interior, particularly down there in the burner area, vacuumed out, because it gets dusty down there and it can kind of clog up the pellets, because your fuel for this is the pellets, right? So just keep it clean. I've got actually my wife for Christmas. I mean, when it comes to Christmas and birthday, I'm impossible to shop for. I don't need anything. I haven't wanted or needed anything, and I don't know when, right? Like some toy of some sort. I just don't. She's really good at outside the box thinking too. She got me this little, and I don't remember the name of it. I'll have to go and take a picture of it or something. But it's this little small vacuum cleaner, not the kind that you think of when you're in your house and you're doing your carpet or your wood floors or whatever. Not that kind, you know, that rolls around and you push it. This is a little, like, circular thing. And it's light. You just carry it with one hand, and on the other hand you have your hose. And she got it just for the Rectech. Because we go through vacuum cleaners, and this is a pet peeve of hers. We go through lots of them because the kids will be vacuuming, they'll break them. I don't know. I'd say we've bought at least 20 vacuum cleaners since we've had kids. Over maybe more than that over the last 20, 22 years. I can't count the number of times I've been at some place buying another vacuum cleaner. So we always have a couple for the house, you know, upstairs, downstairs, whatever. And then we'll have a few that are old. I was using those, the old ones, because she don't want to use the new stuff on the Rectech and mix it in there and all that. She just didn't like me doing that. So she got me this little portable one, and it's a brand that I don't know that I'm familiar with, and it's really good. It's not the same kind. I guess you could use this for your car, too. It'd be the kind that you'd use on your car. Small, you can get around with it. It's not cumbersome. But, yeah, and I've used it. That's one of the best gifts I've got. If I'm going to get something, get me something I'm going to use. Don't get me the, what's that little thing, the little farmer's almanac? One of the most irritating things that somebody can give somebody else, even if it's only in your stocking, okay, is that silly farmer's almanac. Has anybody ever leafed through one of those little pamphlets and actually looked what the weather's going to be like 3 months from now on one of those pages? Has anybody ever actually done that? How do they sell that? I think they sell a bunch of them, but how? Well, that thing is not for use at all. And I get one of those about every, I think they do that just to make me, to see how I react. Oh, another almanac. I think it's done just for spite. I could have a huge bonfire with the number of things like that I've got. Farmer's Almanac. Page 272 is going to tell you about August. Like I'm looking ahead to that. RD. Oh, okay. Alan in Tampa is checking in this morning on this Tuesday edition. Well, the weather's pretty good all the time. What's up, Alan?
Good morning, buddy. It's 80 degrees and climbing.
Wow. We've had some chillier weather here and rain. It's not raining today, but it's been raining until today from about Thursday on. So we're good. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, we were on a job site Friday, I think. Thursday or Friday, it was like 94. It was pleasant. About to die.
Now, in May, when does the humidity turn on you down there and get to where you can't breathe?
It's here now. It's getting bad.
Okay. So it starts somewhere April, May.
Yeah, I go in the summertime. July, August, I walk outside at 5:30 in the morning with the dog. It's like somebody hits you in the mouth with a baseball bat. You start sweating.
Right. No, I know, man. I mean, not that I live down there, but I've experienced it. It's rough.
Oh, it's lovely. I donated some more money to RecTech. I got my brother a 590, and they delivered it to him yesterday, so he's... I got it for his birthday. He's excited about that.
You've probably bought about five of those things at least.
I think I bought six total.
Wow. Wow. That's
pretty
good.
I got a little shop vac, a small shop. I got a small shop vac I use for mine to suck it all out, clean it out with.
Yeah, and I had one too. I haven't had a lot of luck. Shop vacs have been okay, but I don't know. They've always, I'm always repairing them, it seems like.
I think Milwaukee, we got a lot of Milwaukee tools, battery tools, that kind of stuff. I think Milwaukee makes a little shop vac. I'm going to look into it and see if they make one battery.
Something small you can just carry around. Yeah, that's – this one I got, and again, I'll have to go. I don't even remember the brand name, but admittedly, I'd gone – I don't know if you've let this happen, Alan, but I got a little tardy and went about five cooks without cleaning, and the dust down there was thick. I mean real thick.
Yeah, we had to have one of my sons. We went over to my son's house for dinner. We couldn't get his over 90 degrees. It was on a Saturday. So we called RecTech, and their tech support is awesome. The guy walked me through everything. That's what it was. It was clogged up. We had to clean it up.
Right, right. You can't – I mean, I guess you could try, but you ideally you should vacuum it out after every cook or before the next one, whatever.
Yeah, probably, you know, I use mine – like I cooked chicken on mine last night. I use mine, I don't know, four or five times a week probably.
Oh, I know.
Maybe at least once a week, I would think, you know.
It's a good, it's been a good addition.
Yes, it has. I tell you, you sold a lot of them. I think I have, too. Hell, I've got a lot of them.
Yeah, I know. I say, we got a pyramid scheme going there. It's working.
No kidding, man. Yeah, we got to buy stock in those guys, pump it up. We'll do Elon Musk and roll it over. Cash out and go have a good day.
That's right. You're right.
I see. You see where FSU got that receiver from our favorite team, Kansas.
I did. Yes, I did. I did. Tennessee also. Well, they were talking about got a defensive lineman from Kansas. So I don't know if my boy Lance Leipold is kicking people out of there, or they he's a pretty hardcore dude. I don't know if he had a first meeting and he scared a bunch of dudes, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, if people want to say that guy's a career killer or whatever, listen, if they offer me $4 million a year to manage the sewer plant, I'd go do it. Money's money.
Yep. Yep. I mean, I've never dreamed of living in Lawrence, Kansas. I'm sure some probably have, but I have not. But yeah, if they said, "Bill, move the show, and here's $5 million," I'd say, "Crazy Charlie, I think we're moving to and bring Toto too. I think we're going to Kansas."
You tell Michelle get the bus, load the bus up with them kids. We're headed to Kansas.
That might not work well, but anyways.
You know what they say, happy wife, happy life.
That's right. That's right.
All right, buddy. Take care, man. Have a great day. Thanks for taking my call, Bill.
Yep, Alan, you be safe down there. Did we lose RD? I believe we did. Crazy Charlie. Yeah. Armageddon is where I'm told to go next. Is there a city called Armageddon? I know there's a name called Armageddon. What's up?
Greetings, Bill.
Now, let me ask you a question. Have you been out last night or today picking people up, and have you had any problem with gas?
With what?
Gas. We've got a gas crisis going on.
I have not. I have not needed gas, but I'm glad to know that.
Yep. I was talking about it earlier. You folks who drive for a living, right now gas is an issue. Now, I don't know about now. I don't know. I haven't been out, and I didn't notice anything yesterday in Wilco. But today's a new day, and everybody seems to be in a panic.
Right. Bill, I wanted to, first of all, wish my wonderful mother a happy 94th birthday today.
Man, good for her.
Not many people live to be 94, Bill.
Nope, you are correct.
Everything was okay on the parking garage Friday night, Bill.
Oh, now for an update, Armageddon, whose band, went to the baseball game, and a lot of people do go to that parking garage that's adjacent there to the baseball field and watch, and you were able to get that done.
No police activity, Bill.
Good for you, man. How many people were up there, you think?
I would say there was... You know, there's people on a few different levels. I always go all the way up to the top. There was probably 15 or 20 people up on the top.
That's cool. No, that's cool. Well, and they played well against a now Rocker got they hit Rocker pretty good after he struck all those people out.
Yeah, they did. You're right.
There's the music, Armageddon. We'll talk to you later, sir.
Have a great day, Bill.
Yep, appreciate the call. The music is non-negotiable. Griff is non-negotiable. He's coming up next. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's quite busy now coming through Mount Juliet right now on I-40. All that traffic flow leaving Wilson County headed into Davidson County. They were working a wreck a few minutes ago there at Harding Place at Franklin Pike there in Oak Hill, South Nashville. Traffic's picked up where you would expect now. 65 this time of the morning coming down by Long Hollow Pike. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium PJ Party with the Penguins is coming up on June 5th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Are you looking to start your own home gym?
Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
Whether you're driving for distance, pitching for precision, or putting to win it all, come to Edwin Watts Golf Shop to get custom fit for all your clubs throughout your bag. Hit a few balls and let our team show you the latest swing technology and data that will help optimize your game. Having each club tailored to become your gamers will help you start shooting lower scores. Let Edwin Watts Golf Shops help you make every shot the perfect one. Come in and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. dominated Darlington Raceway this past weekend for his third win this season. Up next is the Monster Mile at Dover. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, I'm Martin Truex Jr., and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out on YouTube.com/Final Lap Radio every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For today, mostly sunny, high 69. Tonight, chance of showers, cloudy, lows 49. Sunshine for Wednesday, high 66. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows near 47. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio on WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Grip checks in with us from the AJC's Dog Nation. You know you're big when you don't even have to complete the name. You just say Griff, and everybody already knows what that means. Mike Griffith from the AJC's Dog Nation. And news came out last week that Georgia's name and likeness law will include a provision that the colleges, Georgia, Georgia Tech, whoever, can take 75% of a player's endorsement money and redistribute it to whoever on the team. Now, you've already written Georgia says they're not going to do this, but just kind of give us some details there, Griff, on this whole item.
Yeah, Georgia says they're not going to do it right out of the gate because, you know, the immediate reaction from fan bases and even some people that cover other schools is, oh, my gosh, look, Georgia's got a rule. They're going to, like, yeah, no, Georgia's not going to do that. Kirby's not stupid here. He's not taking any money from, you know, Tom Crane's not taking anybody. Georgia doesn't need to do that. Georgia's financially stable. That rule was made for, you know, some of the other schools in the state because, you know, not all the schools are – the real trick to this, the whole NIL and one, you know, is that not all the schools are created equally. So
right.
What you're trying to do is you're trying to come up with a rule that you can apply universally, even though different schools are in different financial situations, right? So at some schools, maybe you want that money spread out because, you know, if you're Miami of Ohio – maybe you only got one player that anybody cares about, right? It's not like you're Alabama and you got a bunch of your own guys and you go around stealing everybody else's best players, right? Some of these other schools, I don't know how they're going to make it. I don't know how they're going to make it, Bill. I mean, I think this is – I hate to use the word super conference, but college football is changing and it's losing its uniqueness and The lunatic fringe wants, you know, 64 teams in a playoff. They want to turn it into basketball. They want to turn it into a tournament sport. They want guys to get paid like they're professional athletes. They want them to be able to move around like free agents. It's not college sports anymore. Now, I'm not saying that student athletes, you know, shouldn't be, you know, rewarded money for their name, image, likeness. I'm not saying that they shouldn't have some freedoms, but what just happened with Alabama ripping off Henry Toto from Alabama is just blatant free agency. That kid didn't need to leave. He wasn't in a bad situation. He was the star of the program. I mean, it's not like, you know, sometimes you look and go, well, sometimes it's good for a kid to go somewhere else where he has an opportunity. That's not what this is. It's not going closer to home. This is exactly what Nick Saban warned us about, and he told everybody. There's going to be guys who don't want to come to Alabama. When it happens, I don't want to hear y'all complaining. He said it 3 years ago when Jeremy Pruitt was up there saying, we need to have these transfers because he got the Alabama center. You know, I transferred from MTSU to Alabama back in the day, and we need to do this. And Saban said, why am I the bad guy for saying we shouldn't do this in the SEC? And he warned everybody. Nick Saban warned everybody. He said, hey, guys, this happens. They're going to want to come play for Alabama, too. He told everybody. So nobody needs to be blaming Nick Saban, because Nick Saban was the guy that said don't allow these guys to play right away in conference transfer. He was against this. But now that you've made the rule saying that this can happen, don't get mad at him for taking advantage of it, because he warned everybody.
Griff, locker rooms can be a very delicate ecosystem. And even at a place like Georgia or Alabama or Ohio State, where you've got resources, plenty of them, not everybody's going to get the same name and likeness value. There's going to be differences. How will locker rooms adapt to this? Because there are going to be people, even Griff, if they're not very good and not playing much, there are going to be people with their feelings hurt.
Yeah, I mean, same way coaching staffs have adapted to it. It happens in baseball already. Softball. Not again, I know Nashville doesn't have college softball because Vanderbilt doesn't care about their – but anyway, I won't go down the show. It happens in baseball when different athletes get different shares of scholarships. You know, baseball, not everybody's on a full-ride scholarship.
Right.
They have to give out partials. And certain positions get more money, right? And it's going to be the same way with football. You know, the quarterback, the running back, the guys that touch the ball – you know, those guys, the corners maybe, an occasional star defensive lineman, the five-star prospects. To me, that's what's really interesting to me, because we already see a little bit of bias in coaching. Sometimes coaches will recruit a five-star guy. I'm going to give you an example that hits close to home, and I know Georgia fans won't like this, but Zamir White was the number one rated running back in the nation when he signed at Georgia. Georgia is still trying to convince people that he's the number one running back in the country. He doesn't even register in the top five or six, and he's not the best on his own team. But he's going to keep starting because he was a five-star. And I don't know what promises they made, but they're going to keep trying to show you how great he is. You know, they're going to try to get him that 1,000-yard season. Ain't happening. You know, and if he was a three-star, he wouldn't still be starting. So I see that all the time. You see five-star guys start, and they get put in the lineup right away. Did they really earn it, or was that part? And then another part of it is where they come from, right? You recruit a guy from South Florida, you better start him, because if you don't, you ain't going back into that high school again and getting another one. So there's a lot of politics already. So here's my question. If a guy's got a big name, image, likeness deal, let's say he's got a five-star signee and five-star running back, all right, and he comes into camp and he's not the best guy, and he doesn't start, what's going to happen to that name, image, likeness deal? You know, the kids are going to have a tough time with this, because they're going to have deals in place. They're going, wait a minute, coach, I got to stay, man. I don't care about your name, image, likeness deal. You know, now these companies that marry themselves to these products, they better start. You know, what if Kelly Bryant back in the day had a name, image, likeness deal? He took Clemson to the playoffs the year before, and he's got a deal in place. He gets beat out by Trevor Lawrence. What happens to Kelly Bryant's name, image, likeness deal? There's a lot to this. There's a lot of complications. This is going to add a lot of layers of management and also enforcement. I mean, think about this. I had Dick Vitale on my show last night, and he brought this up.
We're 5 years removed from the FBI investigation into college basketball. 5 years. And there are still coaches coaching, getting players that were essentially indicted. 5 years later, they're not done with it. Can you imagine the mess that's coming with NIL money? How in the world is anybody going to enforce this? They're not. It's the Wild West.
Well, and there's a little note, too. And the one-time freebie transfer rule, it says you cannot tamper until the player's name is in the transfer portal. And the player and the new coach have to sign a document that swears they did not tamper. Good luck enforcing that, because we know that's a big lie. But Griff, back to name, image, likeness, et cetera. There are three levels here that we're going to be dealing with. Number one, you have state by state. We were just talking about Georgia. And all these different states do not have the same rules either. They may be somewhat similar, but they can all have their little addendum to name, image, likeness. It's not a uniform thing state to state. They're all individual states. Okay, that's one level, the states, Griff. The next level is Mark Emmert said, we're going to have and we're going to need an NCAA rule, hopefully by July 1. So you've got an NCAA rule, which may not necessarily match up with what each state has in their documentation. Then, Griff, you have congressional elements to this, because I know they're probably not talking about this today, but there is a movement in Congress to get this passed as a federal law. So you got three different levels, and I guess, Griff, all I'm doing is adding to your suggestion, this is a big mess.
Well, the states wanted to get out in front of it, and there was a rush. Everybody wants it to happen now. They saw it as an advantage to the politicians tried to rush it. People trying to, can you imagine that? Politicians trying to gain favor by stepping out of line. Huh, how about that, right? So the politicians tried to rush this to gain favor in their state, and they got ahead of truly what's best for the sport as a whole. You know, because what's best is that, what's ideal is to try to have a level playing field. But I think that war is over. I think it's done. I don't think there's anything level about it. I think if one school's got a $180 million athletic budget and another one's got a $40 million athletic budget, there's nothing level about that. Those facilities aren't even close. Those recruiting trips, those recruiting weekends, the amount of money the kids can get, cost of living adjustment money. I mean, this concept that kids are walking around with nothing in their pockets is a bunch of bull, first of all. Right. But the question is, how much should they get? And people say, well, you know, the coaches get ABC. Okay, well, there's guys on that team that don't even play that are getting paid money, college money, adjustment money, right? And it's not the same for all sports. Football guys have full scholarship. Baseball and softball don't. That's not fair. That's not fair. Why do we do it, though? Well, because they make more money. So don't tell me they're not making money or, you know, having, support there. Where in other sports truly don't get track and field. Look, it's not equal already. It's already a bit of a mess. And the NCAA has lost control. The NCAA no longer has control of this thing. It's out of control, man. And I don't know where college sports is going. I really don't. To me, it looks like a world where the rich get richer. It looks to me like the bigger, stronger, better programs are going to be the ones in position to better, you know, take advantage of these rules and understand how they can manipulate these rules. They have more resources to put into these rules. You know, the gap's going to get wider. I think the last NFL draft, there was evidence of that. I truly believe if Justin Fields would have played in the SEC, he would have been drafted higher because he dropped all the way to 11 because they said he didn't know if he'd get to the second or third. Because in the Big Ten, he didn't have to because the first guy was always open. And what happened when he wasn't? Well, Northwestern happened, okay? So that level of competition, and now you add in the name, image, likeness, all right? Bill King Show, Nashville, SEC. Love you, Bill, but if you're in Topeka, Kansas – you don't got the same listenership, but you're in the heart of SEC country. I'm a sports writer in the SEC because I want to cover college sports. If you're going to do that, this is the place to do it. So likeness falls in line. You're a college football player, guess where the demand's going to be? Guess where the money's going to be? it's going to be in the SEC. You look at the NFL draft, look who had the most players drafted. Again, you look at who wins championships, look at the track record of who's won the most college football championships. Look how many times the SEC appears in the championship. You want to win championships? You want to make more money with name, image, and likeness? You want to get developed more for the NFL? SEC, SEC, SEC. The SEC is only going to get stronger. Well, the schools that care. Some schools don't put anything into their facilities or athletes. But the schools that do, the Georgias, the Alabamas, the Auburns, the Tennessees, the Floridas, Texas A&M, South Carolina, these are some well-heeled, well-funded programs, and they're going to benefit greatly.
Griff, down to about 2 minutes. Karen, who is an Aggie, says, ask Griff about Nick Williams leaving Georgia for A&M.
Yeah, it's another great pickup for A&M. I mean, you know, A&M's got great resources. They can throw the bank at you. I mean, they've spent $74 million on Jimbo Fisher. He hasn't delivered yet. You know, I wonder when they're going to start getting a little antsy down there. You spend $74 million on a guy, you want to see him at least go to the championship game, right? A&M still hasn't done that. Isn't that amazing? I bet Karen's shocked. I bet if we asked Karen when A&M and Missouri joined the league, if I would have told you Missouri would go to the SEC championship game twice before A&M had even gone, she would have never believed it. I certainly wouldn't have believed it. Has A&M been a disappointment for the SEC? I think a little bit. I think a little bit. They've had some great players. You know, I was really disappointed they didn't get in the playoff last year. I'll tell you what, that was a dose of reality for those Texas A&M fans. Because the Aggies now, they ain't taking a backseat to anybody in their mind. They got that stadium down there. It's unbelievable. They got the $74 million coach, right? And Notre Dame loses 34-10 and gets into the playoff the next week over A&M. And lost in 2 months. How ridiculous was that? That's a reality check for you, man. Hey, Texas A&M, you ain't that big a deal. Hey, Georgia had a reality check a couple years ago. Right, Oklahoma, they giving up 40-some points a game, 108 in defense or whatever. They took them over a Georgia team. The only loss came by 7 points to Alabama in the fourth quarter. So there's a little dose of reality for a couple of these programs when it comes to the cred. I mean, Notre Dame, man, Notre Dame packs a punch, Bill. And them getting picked over A&M, that was a shocker. But to Karen's question, Nick is a very well-liked, promising young coach. This is one that's got a lot of people in Athens scratching their head. I don't know if there's a backstory, but this is one that a lot of people are surprised that Georgia let Nick Williams get away.
Griff, we'll see you next week, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, man.
There's Griff. You hear that right there? That's why you want Griff on your show. If you've got a show and you can get Griff, try and get him. I don't know if he'll do it or not, but you want Griff on your show. That's the reason why. You want Griff to be Griff, and that was Griff doing the best Griff that you're going to hear. Gets not much better than that. Here's another angle. He's talking about what if a guy has a big name and likeness deal and then he gets beat out. What if that name and likeness deal is from somebody who has a favorite school where the player's at? They're a big booster of the school anyways. And then they make a phone call to the head coach saying, hey, what's going on? I've got all this money in Johnny Five Star and you're not playing him. Oh, there's going to be articles like that written too. This is a big freaking mess. And I'm going to laugh the whole time. We got a call from somebody. Yeah, from somebody when we come back. Omni.
Good morning. Traffic's moving here on I-40 coming past the airport. A little bit later on tonight, they're scheduled to do some road work over there in the area near the airport, I-40 at Donaldson Pike. So be aware that later on tonight, traffic's still moving right now, 65 down through Madison. It's heavy, but it's still looking pretty decent up through Brentwood, Franklin, as we check it out here on I-65 up through Williamson County. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep with the Sharks, is coming up on June 11th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
You know, there's nothing like watching a game with great weather, and there's always action going on at FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now's the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. You get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. That's right. You lose your first bet, you still get $1,000 in site credit. This way you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is the number one American sportsbook. The app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays and always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game every day. And when you win with FanDuel, you're paying your winnings in as little as 24 hours. The cool thing about baseball too, they got a bunch of games today. Download that FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up with the promo code Greg P to get in on the action. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Greg P.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DinoVite.com.
2 weeks after he started Dinovite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Dinovite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite from DinoVite.com.
Better Day Movers is on the air saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This proud salute is brought to you by Better Day Movers, serving Nashville and the surrounding area for over 5 years, offering a 10% discount for military and veterans. Call 615-775-2347. That's 615-775-2347. Better Day Movers. They're professionals who care.
Nashville Sports Radio is on the streets.
Hey Nashville, it's Greg Pogue, and we'll be live at Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel for the grand reopening on May 27th. Join the Bill King Show and then the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show starting at 6. Kitchen Notes is reopening, and Nashville Sports Radio will be live from 6 to 11. That's May 27th. Kitchen Notes, Omni Nashville Hotel, with WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
I have been so occupied. Well, we're occupied every day, but I forgot to even look at the financials, like the market opening and all that. I just pulled up. Like I told you, I never have the volume up. Oh, God. Tech is just getting mauled. NASDAQ down about 200. S&P down about 50. Wow. Now, I'm not in anything to get hurt today. Like I told you folks, be very careful in this. It's one rug pull after another. Just be careful. Tippy toe around if you're going to play in this marketplace. Cosby Cattleman, welcome in.
Well, dear Moisture King, turn on that blowtorch. We need some 80-degree heat before we can jump in this lake. I'm starting to wonder if I can jump in the lake by the middle of June, Bill. We're back to 71 today.
When do you usually find it comfortable to get in the water?
I'm usually jumping in May 20th, May 23rd, something like that. I'm thinking it might be June 15th.
Wow.
Have y'all had a smoker yet, Bill?
Not really. No, not at all.
It's going to be 95 in Phoenix today for your West Coast listeners. You running a national show. Hey, Bill, I got to thinking that Griff was really good today. I think the model is just under so much stress, the college model. You wonder about the old saying, the hair that breaks the camel's back. I'm wondering if this NIL is the one that's going to do it. Last year we were saying the transfer and all that. Let's go back to your daughter, Bill, when she was playing tennis at Valdosta State, right?
Yeah, she's playing tennis and basketball.
Yeah, okay. Didn't you say she was doing pretty well down there?
She liked it, yeah. She liked it.
But Griff talked about how all these kids have some money in their pocket. Didn't you say she had all kinds of iPhones and stuff?
Anything she wanted, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I thought most of these women, especially up when you get in like Power Five, almost all female athletes playing sports are on full ride because of Title IX because they have to count those 85 football scholarships.
Title IX ensures that, correct.
Yeah, I mean, he mentioned something about partial scholarships in women's softball. Don't most of these women's softball players we see, they're on full rides, right?
You know what? Not every sport is full rides, and I couldn't tell you. We've got people that have daughters that play softball in college. They could tell us, but I don't think they're all like that. No,
yeah,
I think some of them.
It's a female sports now. I'm not talking about the men's sports.
I don't know that all female sports are necessarily all full rides either. They may be, but I don't know that.
Well, they get 85 scholarships to play around with that the men don't, right, because of football?
It's got to be equal, correct.
Yeah, you got to treat the girls rowing down in front of Calhoun's on the river like a football player.
Did you call yesterday? I can't remember.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I told you they I've already told you this. They went to Calhoun's and got ripped off some burgers. Yeah, told you that. Yeah.
But Bill, you know, like here, just kind of stumbling into this, when a lot of people see like the rowing team, some schools, does Peabody have a rowing team? Crew?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, when a lot of people see like a rowing team go by, a lot of people say, man, isn't that cool? Look at those girls rowing that boat. Of course, you know me, but I look at the world a little differently. I look at the rowing coach on the sidelines with the bullhorn saying, wonder how much money she's making. I'm a capitalist. I'm for all everybody getting rich. But I just think the college model, Bill, is just – I don't know. I think it's kind of like Griff said. It might be too far gone. Is Henry T going to lace it up for Alabama this year, huh?
Yes, he is.
Mr. McDonald's. You think Henry T might get a McDonald's NIL? Tuscaloosa McDonald's.
I don't know what their sugar day but Paul Bryant Jr. will take care of this. Don't worry about it.
Hey, Bill, you know one thing? For whatever you want to say about the NFL, they know how to run their deal. You might have Deshaun Watson trying to play general manager, and you saw what happened to him, but that's the difference between college football and the NFL is the NFL is a well-run product, and the and college football is a train wreck. No commissioner, states and laws and legislatures and politicians, the whole damn thing's a mess, isn't it?
It's starting to look more like that, yeah.
Well, I'll just tell you what, Bill. The college football poo-balls, the playoff poo-balls, if Roger Goodell ever came out with a Saturday pro game, they'd really be screwed. Because you get outside the South, we know who the million-pound gorilla is.
Yeah, and they probably would never do that because they want to keep harmony between college football, which is their feeder system. But, yeah, if they did,
Yeah, the NFL, the only thing saving college football, in my opinion, is the NFL needs them as their unpaid free farm system because we've already seen the G League. I think the G League is going to ruin college basketball. Pretty much already has.
I mean, I don't know anything. I don't watch the G League, but it hurts getting players sometimes.
Like I said, college football is women's basketball, same three or four teams every year, Club and Baby Seals. See you, Bill.
I got a lot of comments here on Griff. Tons of them. 614 Rob Bill. So the excuse for Georgia losing, it was a coach to A&M, is the A&M money besting out the Georgia money? He was just talking. I think he was mainly just complimenting A&M's resources, which we all know is vast. But Georgia's got lots of money. I don't know that they lost him due to the cash flow. Remember, he played at Georgia, Nick Williams. Played a bunch there. Probably just a good opportunity to make a move. Nathan up in Detroit. I knew that, Nathan. You've been sending us messages for many years. Appreciate that. Morning, Bill. Bringing the heat this morning with Griff. Dose of reality this morning. Says I love it. That was Griff doing some Griff there now. Pac-12 Dave says, Bill, if you come down here, you better bring your own gas. I wonder how many people are worrying about their vacation on the Emerald Coast due to the gas situation right now. Just a few, or is that a thing? Last time the Emerald Coast really got hit was the 08 crisis and the oil spill. I don't think they got hit. COVID didn't really hurt the Emerald Coast bad, did it, as far as vacationers? You can correct me if I'm wrong. I didn't think it was all that bad, though, for that particular portion of the beach. All right, one more break. Coming right back. Omni.
Good morning. Traffic's moving here on I-40 coming past the airport a little bit later on tonight. They're scheduled to do some road work over there in the area near the airport, I-40 at Donaldson Pike. So be aware of that later on tonight. Traffic's still moving right now, 65 down through Madison. It's heavy, but it's still looking pretty decent up through Brentwood, Franklin, as we check it out here on I-65 up through Williamson County. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, is coming up on June 11th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, it's all about the plain old grilled cheese, and I make it a soup and sandwich by adding the tomato basil soup each and every time. You just simply can't go wrong with it. Looking for something else? The pesto bomb will always steer you in the right direction. House-made pesto, spinach, onions, cucumbers, and tomatoes on your choice of bagel. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2. Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on. Who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Harry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For today, mostly sunny, high 69. Tonight, chance of showers, cloudy, lows 49. Sunshine for Wednesday, high 66. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows near 47. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio on WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
To know anything about college football, consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
Yeah, Mark is just bloody red. I mean, yucky, yucky. If you're scared of blood, like, do you faint if you see blood? Some people do. Or if you see a needle or something, some people just pass out. It's a thing. Don't turn on the mark. At least right now. I mean, I've seen it worse. I mean, it's 40-something. We've seen it triple digits. I mean, it's rare. I'm not saying it's the worst I've ever seen, but it's pretty bad today. The gas issue and everything else. It's just... There's another item. If eventually there's an economic collapse, which some are predicting and some are saying not so fast, probably not happening. But whatever. The name and likeness is going to take a hit there, too. I guess everybody takes it. The only thing, I'll just reiterate something. When the last time we had a big crisis, the one last year was not a huge financial crisis compared to 08. The media hits the drum every day about it, but it wasn't. Now, did a lot of people lose their small businesses and bad things? Sure, you had some of that, but nothing like 08. Nothing compared to 08. And it was a different reason. Both were different circumstances. But through all of that, 08 and subsequently until the market and economy corrected again, the TV money for college sports not only maintained but increased. That never took it. Makes you wonder. It makes you very suspicious about everything we're told. I've already told you. I would trust a rattlesnake being in bed with me, okay, than the news media and what they broadcast. That just gives you an example of my disdain for the mainstream media. Could not be more crooked. But it just makes you wonder. It just makes you wonder. TV sports money, football, etc., pro money, all of that, okay? Didn't bat an eye during any of that. I mean, continued to move on and continues to go up and up and up. Now, I don't know. We've been asking forever, when will the TV money either stabilize, top out, or start reducing? We have been asking. I asked, boy, I know I asked Live that, but I think I asked even Roy Kramer that before the money we're seeing today ever, and the money was increasing then too, but we're seeing crazy money now, right? And the SEC is about to go up big time because of the new CBS deal, which kicks in a couple of years for that afternoon Saturday slot, etc. During all of this, it never slows down. It continues. And I seriously, I remember in the 90s asking executives that I would run into, you know, that would listen to the show or whatever that I knew at networks, when is this going to stop? And they would pretty much tell me, I don't see it slowing down. Now, at some point, it's got to, right? I don't know what that point is, but somewhere, sometime, I don't know if it's here the next couple of years or if it's... Oh, and when they do expand, just to also reiterate, which they're going to expand, the speculation is the money will about double. Just from the playoff point of view, from 3 to 4 million to 7 to 8, oh, excuse me, 3 to 400 million. Sorry, I mistakenly left off some zeros there. Yeah, hundreds of millions to about double that, 700 to 800 million. So we're talking some crazy money flowing through here. It does. Back to what Griff was talking about. It makes you worry about the future of the sport. It really does. I've never really been a big panic guy. I'm not right now at all. even when they continuously put out new rules and things that are not good for the game, I continue to keep my head up. I continue to love the sport, and I don't see that changing at all, but it's not heading in a good direction. I think what the leadership would probably tell you, they would tell you publicly, oh, this is the right way to do it and everything else. Privately, I don't know that they would tell you that. If they knew you could keep it secret, I don't know that they would tell you that. Publicly, they're going to tell you name and likeness is wonderful. A freebie transfer is wonderful. The Wild West is wonderful. It's all just beautiful. I don't know if they would tell you that behind closed doors if you could keep a little dirty secret. I don't know if that's the way they would sell you. At CrazyCharlie615 on Twitter. Again, an incredible. Add Jake Wild to the list. Yeah, Crazy Charlie tweeted that, putting together that black montage, if you will. That was wonderful. We'll hear that some more. Yeah, markets are not happy. Markets are very spooked. Again, if you're scared of blood, do not turn on Bloomberg or CNBC or the Fox Financial Business Channel. Don't do it. You'll faint. You'll wake up, people standing over you trying to slap water in your face, trying to revive you. Don't do it. At Bill is King, I think even Tesla's depressed today. I still wasn't shorted, but Tesla's even down, which gives you an idea of what's going on out there. Have a happy Tuesday, y'all, after all this gloom and doom. Lodge Pop.